everybody. And hope you're coming back in. I apologize. I don't know what I'm going to have to figure out a way to not lose power. I'm going to have to come up with some kind of a hamster wheel or something so I don't have to worry about losing power. That was, sorry about that. It just, all of a sudden I'm sitting here and I'm in the dark. I don't know what you guys saw, but I think you just had to start over. So here we are. If you see me, give me the thumbs up and then we'll just do it this way. And I'll go back to what I was just saying before we got rudely interrupted by the power. Okay, good. Okay, good. No, you didn't miss anything. Yeah, I need the generator, but I don't want to be running a generator all the time. So I don't know. I guess probably a generator that will be something I can use for my house, like an in-home. My mom has one of those that they never even know if the power goes out because it's just seamless. So that's what we're going to have to do. I think they're $22,000, some crazy amount of money. So yeah, we'll have to pass the hat on that. Okay, there you go. That's where we are. That's what's going on. All right, so everybody's coming back in. Thanks, everybody, for coming back. Sorry. Thanks, Miss Jacobs. Thank you for seeing. All right, now I will go ahead and those of you who come in will get to see this after they come back in. Okay, so what I was talking about when the power went out is that Netanyahu has really messed up because he keeps trying to foment all this war, and President Trump is not wanting to do that. He's wanting diplomacy. And if you know that he's trying to continue this Gaza, he even puts out something today saying we're going to continue and we're going to attack Gaza and the war is not ending in Gaza. I mean, these people, it's too much. And they don't even care that President Trump has resolved some of these things with Hamas and is working with them. So it's really very, very interesting. And Netanyahu is really getting boxed out, in my opinion. Okay, so and President Trump really hasn't said anything until this. I want you to hear what he has to say. And so President Trump took a clear jab at Netanyahu and Israel with this statement. Okay, check this out. Okay, everybody here? Sorry if you're not. I apologize.
Today we reaffirm this important bond and we take the next steps to make our relationship closer, stronger, and more powerful than ever before. It is more powerful than ever before. And by the way, it will remain that way. We don't go in and out like other people. It will remain that way.
Woo! Did you hear that? Everybody there knew what he was talking about. He's talking about Netanyahu. That, you know, one minute, you know, President Trump saying, well, we support Israel. And then the next minute, Netanyahu is doing something, trying to control him and force him into war and control him in the Gaza situation and with the Houthis and all this. And President Trump's like, no, I'm not going to be led around by the nose by anyone. So he's telling all the Middle East with that one little statement that he is not supporting Israel no matter what they do. Okay? And that has been the history of our country, is that our congressmen and our presidents have pretty much just done whatever Israel wanted them to do. And this, my friend, is why they love him so much. They know, and we've known all these years. And I'm sure when President Trump would have these private meetings with Ben Salman, he was saying, I might have to play like I'm in the corner with Netanyahu, but I'm not. So y'all just have to trust me, because in order to remove these criminals, we're going to have to play this thing very carefully, this high-level strategy. And we've already been told on the board, 17 told us long, long ago, what if we have all the world leaders are working together to stop this criminal network? That is what is going on. That is what's going on. Prince Salman, Xi, Putin, all these ones at the top working together and understanding how ruthless and evil this New World Order regime is, and how it's going to take a miracle and high-level strategy to get us untangled from this evil web of lies. Now, the other thing that happened at this wonderful speech that President Trump gave, that started with the "I'm proud to be American" and ended with the YMCA, was that they said, hey, Syria, it no longer is going to have to pay tariffs. And he said Erdogan asked him to do that, and he said, I'm glad to do that because we want Syria to have a chance of greatness. So, you know, I'm sure Netanyahu is not happy about that either, because, yay. Okay, so I want to make sure everybody back, everything's still going good. I just don't want to lose you guys again. Anyway, the other thing is, you know, Netanyahu is not happy because he, as soon as Assad was gone out of Syria, he was trying, because he basically was working to get Assad removed. And then Turkish President Erdogan came in and made sure to stabilize Syria, or Netanyahu would have taken it over. So he's not happy at all that Syria is moving on without being under the control of the New World Order, without being under the control of Netanyahu and Israel. And so they are no longer going to have to face all these sanctions. And one other thing that I really liked about this was President Trump talked about how he just really, really likes Prince Salman, and he says he can't even believe how much he likes him. And you can see, I shared this on the social media, I don't have the clip here, but that President Elon was like, "What? I thought I was your bestie," you know? Looked like he had hurt feelings. I'm like, he's a guy. Anyway, so that was really great. So I just loved watching this whole thing. And just, okay, so the big picture is what is going on in the Middle East with all this, with President Trump doing this. And he's not forcing Saudi Arabia to accept Israel. He is also potentially, and it hasn't happened yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if it happened, if it didn't happen quickly. And it's maybe even on the Lagba Omer Day. If you're not familiar with that, that's another story. Anyway, so if we count the Omer, and the 33rd day of the Omer is the Lagba Omer, when they celebrate that they do all their evil covertly. That's basically what it is. They're reminding themselves, make sure you're covert. You do all this stuff hidden so that you don't get caught. And then you'll be able to rule over these people, because they won't ever know who's doing all this to them. All right. So President Trump could, on Lagba Omer, announce that he recognizes the state of Palestine. Which, if that happens, we're going to have to do everything in the world to put this out on social media, saying that this is what has to happen. This cannot go on, where these people are living in an open-air prison, the largest open-air prison in the world. So just get ready. We may have a job to do here real quick, okay? And so whether it's about the habeas corpus, or whether it's about Palestine, whatever it is, you know, we'll be doing that over on our social media. If you're not familiar with that, go to freedomforce.live and you can find all the social media here, and we'll have things for you to share. I've been doing a lot lately where I'm trying to get, you know, because the people on Telegram, let's just be honest, most of the people on Telegram are awake and know more about what's going on. There are a lot of people on X who need to have this truth out there. There's just, X is such so much bigger of a platform. And so we need to help right there on X to really be the push to get all this out. And I've been posting like a retweet. So if you guys can help me and make sure that you go on my X account, which is Melissa Redpill. Okay, let me show you real quick. Go to my profile. Melissa Redpill, right there. If you will go to there and join, make sure you're a follower. You know, you might even have to get a new phone number. I had to. Okay, that's the only way I got a new one, because they have still not given me my old account back. And I also trashed my husband's account, so he can't get his account back either. And so I've got a new phone number, and so far, so good. So whatever phone number you've got to use, so you can get an X account and follow me over here so that you can retweet some of these things out, because soon I have a feeling we're going to have to really blast this out, especially when President Trump is like saying the storm is upon us. Okay. All right. Okay. So now that's basically what's going on. What if he's setting the stage in the Middle East, and that everybody realizes that Netanyahu is on the outs, and then what happens when he comes back to America? I'm going to show you what happened. Was it today? The days are going so fast. Today, this came out from James O'Keefe, and this was video of Epstein Island. What if this is laying the groundwork for all this truth to come out about the Epstein Island and what really went on there, and then helping people to understand how this Mossad and Netanyahu have been using this data to control our congressmen? That's really the dots that people need to connect. And so I want you to see what James O'Keefe shared. And so make sure, if you possibly can, I only have 294 views. So if there's any way you can go over there and like it and share it, that would be terrific, okay? So to help this thing, this truth to come out. So check this out.
Chief Media is releasing never-before-seen footage from inside the buildings on Jeffrey Epstein's island. The island, known as Little St. James, is located in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Drones have flown overhead in the past, independent journalists have snuck ashore, but no footage or images from inside these buildings has ever been published until now. This footage was captured about a year after Epstein's arrest. In this world exclusive, O'Keefe Media Group takes you through the kitchen inside the main mansion, a villa used for hosting high-profile visitors and events. Through our reporting, we can confirm this footage is authentic. You'll see the entire kitchen is a sterile white with stainless steel appliances. There are sparse decorations, including a few pieces of coral, but there does appear one prominent artwork, a large framed photo of a nude baby in a sink. The baby is holding a phallic-shaped object. The image is hung above the kitchen table. It begs the question, why did Jeffrey Epstein choose to place this image inside of a kitchen where visitors would eat, cook, and entertain? The publication of this footage comes on the heels of a report last week of a royal fixer admitting Prince Andrew had sex with underage girls. And also after a report last week on Attorney General Pam Bondi. Since those reports aired, we've received an uptick in outreach and tips, and we've heard from these sources that they don't trust anybody due to the lack of transparency and accountability in the United States government. We increasingly find ourselves in a circumstance where none of the criminals in the most powerful institutions in America are held to account for anything. And yet I report to you today, the truth always finds a way, and courage begets courage.
All right, so I wanted you to see that. So it looks like we're getting just things are heating up so much to expose this video that has never come out about Epstein Island. I mean, that is just awful. It's just awful and disgusting, and we need to share that. So definitely go. I'm gonna share the link right here so you guys can go over on social media and somehow grab it and share it with people. Okay, so I'm gonna pop it in right there. This is the I'm just gonna put it in here, the Epstein Island home. And so we have seen pictures of the tunnels, but we haven't seen pictures of the building, of the house, of the complex, and the kitchen. Okay, I'm going to put this on here so you can share that with people and go over and like it, and let's help that to get out into the world. All right, so I also did this video right here. Let me see, go back to this one. This one right here about why no Epstein arrests. Tom Renz was over with me there, and a lot of people have not seen that one. I'm going to share that one. That one was, I don't know, whatever day it was. It was a surprise one that I did, I think, on Friday, and so a lot of people haven't seen it. So here's the one. This is about the Epstein arrests, and so, you know, he was talking about that we need to keep pushing back on that, and that's what pushing this out about this Epstein Island pictures is helping to do that. But bottom line, check this out, because he's talking about that she has connections to Pfizer. So is that why we haven't seen some of these arrests? But either way, whatever is really going on behind the scenes, bottom line, we are seeing all this stage being set in the Middle East, Netanyahu being boxed out, peace being established here and there and everywhere, and stopping the wars, and then coming back to our country and saying, okay, judges, if you're not going to give us the right to get rid of these people, we're going to suspend the writ of habeas corpus. And so, you know, it could be on that topic, on a variety of things, because the judges are trying to stop him on every turn. And so I know they would want to stop him from arrests, of course. And so if he suspends the writ of habeas corpus, then he can arrest not only these illegal immigrants, but also all these others, the New World Order minions. Okay. So this could potentially be happening. And I'm just saying, on the biblical calendar, it would not surprise me if this happened before June 8th. That is the day of Jubilee. It would not surprise me if that happens, you know, by the day of Jubilee. Okay, so let's keep counting the Omer. All right, the next thing I wanted to just show you guys, another little clue for us is that President Trump said tippy top again. If you're not familiar with that, President Trump said tippy top when we had the the way back in the beginning, we didn't know if President Trump was involved in the 17 movement. We wanted to hear from him something that would give us assurance that we were not being led around and believing something that was not true. And it looked like he was part of it, but we just needed that confirmation. And someone literally said, we would like for President Trump to use the word tippy top. Of all words in the whole wide world, whoever uses that word, tippy top. And President Trump did. It was on an Easter. And he says, we keep the White House in tippy top condition. So that's all we needed to know. I mean, we've seen a lot of connections, but that one right there, we're like, okay, if he's the head of, if he's Q plus, then we will follow him to the ends of the earth, whatever we have to do, because we know he and this great group of people in this military operation are working hard to stop these criminals. So that's what we will follow him wherever he goes. So this is what he said today or yesterday anyway, and he used the word tippy top again. Makes me think he's telling us something's going to happen soon. What do you think?
I think that was a very nice gesture. Now, I could be a stupid person and say, oh no, we don't want a free plane. We give free things out. We'll take one too. And it helps us out. Because again, we're talking about, we have 40-year-old aircraft. The money we spend, the maintenance we spend on those planes to keep them tippy top is astronomical. You wouldn't even believe it.
There he goes. And I adore President Trump. I just don't think he's the kind of man that uses the word tippy top. I'm just saying. You know, my husband is never, in all these years I've known him, I've never heard him use the word tippy top. Anyway, so I wonder if that could possibly be that this is happening. This is a clue for us that, hey, we're here, saving Israel for last. Okay, so the next thing I want to show you, just super, super quick, I want you to see that this happened. I would not want to be this reporter. This reporter got lambasted right there in the middle of the Oval Office because they asked, well, how could you accept a free plane? He's like, it's not for me. It's for the Department of Defense. And haven't you been embarrassed enough? You and your entire organization, ABC is a disaster. I mean, I think I'm quoting it almost exactly what he said. Check it out.
Gift worth millions of dollars and did not receive
that. It's not a gift to me. It's a gift to the Department of Defense. And you should know better because you've been embarrassed enough and so has your network. Your network is a disaster. ABC is a disaster. Here is the bill. Bobby, come on over here.
Oh, I'm telling you, he does not play at all. I'm telling you. Remember that verse that says he has a sword in his mouth? It reminds me of President Trump. He will cut you to ribbons. Just don't play, girl. She really needs to not do that. Okay, here was the clip I was going to show you about Netanyahu, where he says the Israeli military will enter Gaza with full force in the coming days to destroy Hamas, and there will be no situation where we stop the war. I mean, he literally just posted that. I think it was yesterday. All right, so I want you to see that. And, of course, we already know that President Trump got the China, got the trade deal done with China. I mean, just everything that he's doing. It's absolutely amazing. And so I just wanted you to hear the word, though. He's called it a total reset, I think is what he called it. Check this out.
We're going to do a lot of trade with you guys. Let's stop it. If you stop it, we're doing trade. If you don't stop it, we're not going to do any trade.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is not China. This is India, Pakistan.
People have never really used trade the way I used it. That I can tell you. And all of a sudden, they said, I think we're going to stop. And they have.
Okay, so that one, I'm sorry, that's the clip about India, Pakistan. So, yeah, but he also has the one about obviously resolving the trade with China. Amazing. And he said we do a total reset. And I just don't think he's just talking about China. I think he's talking about we're here, we're at tippy top, we are, you know, we're get ready because we're about, this is it. I think it's a message to the warriors. The people who are asleep, they're going to be asleep. He's talking to us, the ones who are awake, and say, buckle up, get ready. And I'm telling you, on the biblical timeline, the Hebrew calendar, I would say that this was not surprising me for this to be done during the Festival of Omer, getting this done for the Day of Jubilee, which is the Pentecost, the 50th day of the counting of the Omer. All right, so I want you to see that. Okay, you already have the clip to the Epstein video. I'm going to read to you this portion here from Zechariah. Look at this from Zechariah. Oh my goodness, I'm reviewing the book, the audio, the study guide. Okay, you guys already know, and because most of you have been coming over to the to the study that we do every Saturday morning. We've been doing End Times and A Thousand Years of Peace study guide. And I hope you're caught up, that you've watched all the videos. If you haven't, you can go on to the freedomforce.live/endtimes and you'll be able to see them. They're all right there, easy to find. And so to get the book and to literally go in and write down the answers, because this is the way you really need to do it, in my opinion, to really learn it. Okay. You can listen to me talk all day long. And clearly you do, okay? And I love y'all. I appreciate you. You love to hear, you know, what I'm trying to say about the Bible. All right. Or about, you know, current events and along with the Bible. But what I suggest doing, if you really want to learn, and not just listen to Melly, if you really want to learn, the thing to do is read the book. Okay, I know I've got things all over the place. Let me see, grab the book real quick. Read the book, End Times and A Thousand Years of Peace. Read it through. Listen to the audiobook. Listen to it. You know, soak it in. And then go to the study guide and answer the questions one by one by one. And if you don't understand it, that's okay. That's okay. But at least you'll know what you've missed. Okay? Sometimes when you use the answer key, then you don't even realize what you didn't really get. Okay? And so that's why, you know, I've been a teacher long enough to know, you know, I've taught scripture songs. I've sung scripture songs, and on my scripture songs, you can actually get on the freedomforce.live 900 scripture songs. I have it where they're split track. And so you can sing it with me or without me, and without me, then you'll know, did I really memorize this? Or am I just kind of fudging with Melissa? She's the one who's really actually, you know, carrying me along on this. So you have to test yourself. It's not a grade, but test yourself to see if you really understand. You really got the topic, whatever it is, whether it's the scripture song or whether it's the end time study. Okay, so that's what I would do, and then go through the study, and then you can of course listen to them in the small group study over on freedomforce.live/endtimes. Here are the books right here. I'll pop these onto the chat so you guys can see. These are the books right here. And to find the study guide, just so you know, it's called End Times and A Thousand Years of Peace for Beginners, okay? So here are the books right here. Now, and you can also go to these on ebook, not the study guide, but the other ones on ebook, and you can actually share them easily with people right here. Let me show you this super quick. Right here, you can say buy for others, and you can just send it right to their inbox and say, hey, look at this and see if this is something that you would, you know, a different take on it. I was just actually on with Miss Tenpenny and Dr. Tenpenny, and she really was very receptive, and she said, wow, this is a totally different take on it from what I've always heard. And yeah, by the time we were finished, she's like, wow, that was a lot. I'm like, yeah, and I didn't even scratch the surface. But anyway, it is a lot, and that's why it's 26 chapters in the book. And it, you know, it's been a hidden book, and it's been very complex, and that's what it takes to unravel this very complex topic. It was going to be complicated anyway, but especially once they have led us down the wrong path, and we've got to remove the deception first, so then we can understand what the truth is. Anyway, but Zechariah, this is in the new study guide called End Times Major Clues for Minor Prophets. So get ready, because that one hopefully is going to be ready here in the next couple of weeks. So I have been reviewing the biggest one, the biggest minor prophet, which is Zechariah, and just loving it. I absolutely love these minor prophets. I don't know if you guys feel the same way. I know Miss Jacobs, she loves the minor prophets just like I do. They told us exactly what we are seeing, and it's such great confirmation. It just makes your heart feel so happy. It says, here it is in chapter 2. Chapter 2. The Lord says, come away, flee from Babylon in the land of the north, for I have scattered you to the four winds. All of God's people, the Israelites that were in the northern tribes, were scattered all over the world, because if they were living in that one little area, they were going to continue doing this Baal worship. But the Lord says, I'm going to scatter you. I've got to rip you out of that land, because these criminals are running everything, and they get you so deceived that you think it's the right thing to do to offer your children to Baal. I mean, outrageous, okay? So he scattered them to the four winds. Come away, people of Zion, you who are exiled in Babylon. After a period of glory, interesting he calls it glory, because it has not seemed like glory, all that we've been through, the Lord of Heaven's army sent me against the nations who plundered you. For he said, anyone who harms my most precious possession. I will raise my fist to crush them, and their own slaves will plunder them. You see that? I will raise my fist to crush them. The Lord himself is raising his fist to crush them, and their own slaves, we are the slaves, we're the ones who've been enslaved, people all over the world, will plunder them. I was just talking to a lady from Vietnam, and I was telling her what I'm doing, and she was so happy because she knows she's here in America because she has, and all Vietnam has been enslaved. And she was so happy that we're going to be set free, and we're working hard to get everybody set free. Anyway, we will plunder them. They had plundered us, but now we're going to plunder them. All the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. Then you will know that I am the Lord, that the Lord of heaven's armies has sent me. The Lord says, rejoice and shout, O beautiful Jerusalem. Not just a country in the Middle East. It's not about that. It's about the city of God. Okay? Jerusalem is the city of God. For I'm coming to live among you. How about that? I am coming to live among you. Write that one down. Write that one down. Zechariah 2, verse 10. Shout and rejoice, O beautiful Jerusalem, for I am coming to live among you. Many nations will join themselves to the Lord on that day, and they too will be my people. I will live among you, and you will know that the Lord of heaven's armies sent me to you. How about that? The land of Judah will be the Lord's special possession. It's not about physical dirt. It's about wherever you live, wherever the people of God live, that's his land. Okay? The land of Judah, wherever God's people live, will be the Lord's special possession in the Holy Land, and he will once again choose Jerusalem to be his own city. Most people don't understand the symbolism. It's not about a physical land. It doesn't matter. He wants the whole earth to be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea. Everywhere. Everywhere. If you remember when the stone hit the Nebuchadnezzar statue, remember that one in the dream? The stone hit and it became a huge mountain all over the world, big enough for the birds, the air to have the trees to have their nests in. And this is all over the world. This is not just in a little country. We can't all go there. It's too little. We can't all fit there. Be silent before the Lord, all humanity. He is springing into action from his holy dwelling. How you like that? How you like that, everybody? Oh, yes. Oh, you know I'm right, Miss Jacobs. I don't know what you're talking about. You know I'm right. Or I hope you're right, Songbird. I don't know what you're saying, but I know you know I'm right, Miss Jacobs. Y'all must be talking about something else. This is great news. This is wonderful news. I'll raise my fist to crush them, and their own slaves will plunder them. That's us. Okay, let's go. Share everything you can. Join with me over on X. Get ready because we may have to really push back hard on, you know, whatever it is. Whatever President Trump says, we're going to be right there with him. We're going to, if they complain about the habeas corpus being suspended, whatever it is, we're going to fight hard and we're going to plunder them. We have to, because we know that the people who are asleep are not going to do it. So the onus is on us. Okay. And that's why we're here as the Freedom Force Battalion. Shout and rejoice, for I'm coming to live among you. Many nations will join themselves to the Lord on that day, and they too will be my people. Many nations will join themselves to the Lord on that day, and they too will be my people. I think that's what it's talking about with these Muslims. They haven't really understood about what our Lord Jesus did. They're going to join with us. We're all going to join together all over the world. Everyone joining together and kicking out these criminals and then having peace all over the world. That's really what is behind this whole, the tariffs is to, there has to be equity. There can't be any more slavery. That's what this is all about. I will live among you and you will know the Lord of heaven's army sent me to you. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Isn't okay. Thanks, Miss Jacobs. I'm like, how can Miss Jacobs not think I'm right? Yes, you're always right, Melly. That's what Miss Jacobs said. I thought so, Miss Jacobs. Keep it right. You got to know. Melly's always right. Yes. Okay, let's go. Let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord. We thank you and praise you that this is your promise to us. Thank you for these promises in Zechariah. Thank you for helping us to understand what's going on. Oh, thank you for helping me get this computer working, even though we lost power. And Lord, help me get my power where it won't go off anymore. I thank you. We thank you together that you've joined us together on this Freedom Force Battalion to be part of what you're doing. What an honor it is. And we're just so glad that we are part of your army to plunder them, to expose them, and to remove them from power. We praise you. And we thank you that that this the minions of this criminal cabal are being exposed, and the whole wide world is saying we're not going to go with them anymore. We're not going to have any more war. We're going to have peace on the in the whole world. We're going to have health. Thank you, Lord, for all the health information that's coming out, that everyone is learning how to keep themselves healthy and how to be made well if they have been succumbed to some of this poisons that these people have been foisted upon us. Lord, protect us. Protect the battalion. Protect everybody. Food that they eat. Protect everything they put in their bodies. Protect their mental health. Protect their peace of mind. Protect their families, and give them the strength that they need to be able to resolve any differences that they have with people. Just, Lord, bless us so that we can be a blessing to the world. We need to be in a good place so that we can be a part of what your army is doing. Provide every need, Lord, and just give us great joy. As it was saying here, shout and rejoice because you're coming to live among us. We're excited. Cannot even wait. Cannot even wait until every eye sees you and every knee bows the knee to you. We cannot wait until that happens. And we cannot wait for the verse to be fulfilled that we'll look for our enemies and we won't be able to find them. We cannot wait. We cannot wait till there's no more of these diseases and there's no more chronic illness at all. We cannot wait until everyone has everything that they need and there's just peace that settles over the world. Praise the Lord that this is the promise that you have made and we're going to see this fulfilled. I pray again, Lord, that you surround my battalion with your holy angels and not a hair of their head will fall, that you'll protect them and keep them safe and let them see the joy of the Lord in the land of the living. Thank you, Lord. We praise you and bless your name. Thank you, Jesus, for buying all this for us with your own precious blood. You are the King of the world. We pray this all in your great name. Amen. I love you guys. I love you so much. I'm so glad we got to come on here two different times. We got it. Yes. Someone say, don't forget, I'll see you Saturday. Don't forget to do your homework. And this one is going to be on heaven on earth. Okay. So don't forget that one. And don't forget to go on here. Check out, make sure you're on my X, all my social media. Let me see if the X is on here. Yes, it is. The link to the X is just Melissa Redpill. Sorry, I don't have all the names at the same. Don't forget to go on here and watch maybe some of the videos about President Trump's lineage. I think you'll really like that. Don't forget to check out all the great things for your health. If you haven't checked these things out, you need to definitely check them out. Do your green smoothie. I just did mine before I came on. I'm telling you, gives you energy. Energy, energy. All right. If you know anyone who has depression or bipolar disorder, definitely check into all these things that will help them heal their heart, stop dementia, stop all these diseases, true antibiotic, all these things. Oh, definitely go on. Mike Lindell has that special on. Did you guys see that? Real quick before we go, mypillow.com/Melly. Go on there because he's got this special. It's just for us. Did y'all know that? Did y'all understand that? This special, everybody else's special they're having for this week is $69.98 for us, for Melly. It's $49.98. Any size Giza's Dream Sheets. I'm telling you, you cannot beat the Giza Dream Sheets. They are the best, no doubt about it. Right there, right there. But you have to click on that button. Go to mypillow.com/Melly because that's the only way you can get it. But they're beautiful. The one I'd love is this pretty blue color. But anyway, I'm going to let you go. I let you go, and I think that's it. I love you guys. And let me get ready to hit the button. I love you with all my heart, and I will talk to you later.